Welcome to Movie Cigars in the Room. I'm your host, Keith, and tonight I'm going to talk to you about a movie I just got through seeing. It was adrenaline-inducing. It's Mad Max Fury Road. You wouldn't even believe that the last two movies that George Miller directed since 2006 were Happy Feet 1 and 2. He goes back to his roots here, and what really made his name, that of Mad Max from 30 years ago. And essentially, he's going to inject all the special effects from 2015 into this movie. I mean, right out of the gate, we've got Max Rockatansky, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, who's played by Tom Hardy. He's being pursued by Morton Joes, who's played by Hugh Keyes-Byrne. War boys. So these war boys are Joe's post-apocalyptic sort of suicidal thugs that all seem to want to go to Valhalla and are willing to commit suicide to do it. And they sort of spray this like silver aerosol on their lips in the process. So, you know, the movie jumps right into action, much like the Avengers movie did. And you get to see Max in all his glory in that vehicle that he had originally, he's immediately captured by the war boys, and he tries to escape, but is still processed and has a tattoo, and they kind of determine that his blood type is type O, I believe is what it was, which makes him a universal donor. So that seems to be of value, and he's sort of being drained of blood at for Nux, who's played by Nicholas Hoult. That's where we start this movie. I mean, and it doesn't even slow down there. I mean, you're kind of like right in it, right from the get-go. Immediately after that, you get to see you get to see Morton Joe getting put into his like suit and putting his mask on. You see Charlize Theron enters as Imperatrix Furiosa, and she's got this one-arm type thing going on where she's got a prosthetic, metal prosthetic, and she's driving the war rig and is supposed to be delivering all this water and fuel and stuff to someplace along with the, to a place that you don't even really know what it is. And suddenly it becomes apparent that she's run off with the breeding women of Joe, and she's taking off through the desert, which sort of puts this whole thing in motion with Mad Max being strapped to the front of one of the trucks to give Nux the blood that he needs to kind of be strong enough to do it. And it sets in motion this entire chase. So, it's really brilliantly done, I have to admit. It's a return after 30 years to a franchise that was great. And you kind of wondered, how was Tom Hardy going to do in the role as Mad Max? And he really does very well. There's not a lot of dialogue in this movie. It's all about action. It's all about hitting. And it really does do that. Since it's so visual, it's certain to stand up to repeat viewings, and there's not very many spaces where you're going to be able to go, oh, I'm going to run to the bathroom now, because I know even the theater, I just had to pick a spot, and really the action doesn't stop from the very get-go in this movie, which is its greatest strength. I don't even like car chase movies, and that's what most of this movie was, and I still think this movie was really good. I probably would give it a B+. So that's my short Mad Max review, Fury Road. I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to reignite a franchise. I think we're going to see a movie with Charlize Theron as Furiosa in the future, as well as Tom Hardy will be back as Mad Max, without a doubt. It's going to be a tough one to follow up, but George Miller seems to be back on his game, so hopefully he'll be involved with that as well. That's it. Go check out moviecigarsandbrew.com.